We would just like to say thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this recording.
Sniff the Sock Productions presents,
in conjunction with
Dilated Music Limited,
the debut recording by
Champagne Bath.
This is our first recording, and we have aptly titled it
the Stork Margarine EP.
Now, Champagne Bath comprises of two musical geniuses and a collaborator who helped us pen our most famous song.
She had no choice.
Her name is Tracy Chapman.
Nice girl.
Very nice girl. Good dreadlocks. So, I will introduce myself. My name is Moe McCluskey.
And my name is Shandon Guan.
Which we think are very, very excellent names.
Nice names.
Good names. Good solid names. Now, we suppose you'd like to know a little more about us.
Just a bit.
Just a small amount.
Yeah.
As much as we can remember, right?
And that ain't a lot. Sometimes.
We can remember that our debut recording was written within a public house.
A hostelry of some sort.
And we can remember that we imbibed some form of alcoholic beverage.
Stella Artois. Nice.
Very nice. So, we'd like to have a bit of a talk about the future.
Bit of a natter.
Just to let you, the very dear public, know what is coming up in the lives of Moe McCluskey
and Shandon Guan.
Nice. So, the future, marriage, because we's rock stars, right? So all the pretty ladies is going to want to have a bit of it. But we's well-bred, respectable, nice gentlemen.
Nice.
So we's going to find just the one. For now. So, marriage, everybody likes presents.
Presents.
Presents. So, what would you have?
I would have some flutes. But I ain't gonna play them.
You mean like champagne flutes?
The very sort.
That's rather fantastic. How many would you ask for?
14.
14?
A bath.
Every day of the week. Right.
Nice.
So, yeah. So where would we go after marriage?
A baby. A baby. With the lovely lady.
A baby.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah. So, if we was to have kids, what would we call them?
Well, my first one I thought about is, I'd call it Sham.
Sham. Yeah. I like that name. So it'd be like Baby Sham.
Right. Nice.
Baby Sham.
When the relatives come round, they'd say to me, as Baby Sham.
I'm guessing, Shandon, you would say to them, a bit fizzy.
A bit fizzy.
That's right.
Nice.
So, how are them hymnals doing?
Got a fair few. Hand stitched.
Hand stitched.
Nice.
Do you think they go well with my handwritten prayer books?
I do. Side by self on the shelf.
That would look good. In fact, I wonder if your hymnals is written by the people that write my prayer books.
Could be. But mine came off the back of a lorry. Now, how many can I put you down for?
Well, if these is the same ones which were handwritten by 57 small men, otherwise known as midgets, called Derek, one of which is missing presently, then they are the most valuable things.
You mean to say someone has relieved you of a Derek?
That, my friend, is exactly what I'm trying to imply.
Right. This is bad news.
It's bad news. But if these hymnals is the same, I would probably take 52.
You can have as many as you like, my son. See, because the lorry hasn't shed its load yet.
I'm with you. Would this be the same lorry that you own?
No. See, what I do is, I sit in the lay-by of the M62 on a deck chair.
Right. On a deck chair?
Yeah. And then when the required lorry comes along, I lob half an apple.
Half an apple? What about a potato?
Sometimes I use a potato. Or a
leek. I don't think so. They're the standards. Nice. This kind of thing.
Then the lorry goes a bit swervy. Comes over. I goes over to the back. Takes as many hymnals as my lovely customers require.
And then redistribute the wealth.
The hand stitching. Well, my mother does that.
So they're like super rare, because not only was they written by 57 midgets called Derek, who all like a different variety of Heinz.
57.
But they was hand-stitched by your mother.
Yeah,
and Mrs. Guan.
Mrs. Guan.
Nice.
My mother. Then my granny hand-knits a woolly cover for them so your hands don't get cold in church.
That is genius.
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 Yeah.
So, future looks bright.
We has got a partner in Liverpool to come in with our production company.
Oh, is this Spike?
Spike.
Spike.
Correct.
Spike, the Liverpudlian Rastafarian.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Now, the last time you saw Spike, did you notice something about his eyes?
I did. I actually said to the lovely Spike, why is your eyes so big?
And what did he have to say for himself?
His reply, and I will do it to the best of my ability to give you a true representation of the man himself, was something like this.
Go on.
Because I is dilated. So, do you think he's the man that runs Dilated Music Limited?
I think he's got something to do with it.
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
I think we should have words.
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 Nice words.
Good words. Big words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like systematic.
And anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Good word.
Should the subject crop up.
Good word. I quite like the word polytheism at the moment.
Nice. Like Hindus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Many, many thees.
Thees.
Thees. So, in monotheism, there is but one thee.
And in stereotheism, there is
a left and a right thee, yeah.
A channel of different thees.
Yeah, that's
yes.
The one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the theology is logos, right? Which is speaking about. So, speaking about thee.
Not logs.
No.
I got some logs in a van.
You got some chopped wood.
Yeah, I have. But don't throw it at me window.
I wouldn't ever dream of waking you up with wood.
You better not.
because it'd be dirty,
rude,
and wrong. And in several parts of the world, would probably get my good self arrested.
So,
I think we should say bye.
I think we should say
bye, children.
Ta-ta.
See you in a bit. Laters. Ta-ra.
Take care.
Alf.
And remember, open your curtains. Leave the front room bright.